If the sixth day God created man, what happened to the dinosaurs? Were they here and God just decided to drop a meteor on them? Why would he do that? Now, the fun thing is, this was written in cursive. This didn't come from a third grader. I love this question, and I will just tell you what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that there was no world at all, and God created everything in 6 days out of nothing. He didn't use evolution. He didn't order the chaos. There was nothing, and he made everything by speaking. What power? 6 days he created everything, rested on the seventh. On the sixth day, he made man and animals together, made them on the same day. The Bible does not teach that the earth is billions of years old. It teaches that it's thousands of years old, but not billions. There is no mention of dinosaurs in the Bible. There is no mention of a meteorite extinction where the velociraptor couldn't survive, but the koala bear made it. Look up YouTube videos on the koala bear. They shouldn't have made it. You're gonna tell me that T-Rex didn't make it, but the sloth somehow got through? Well, let me help you. This is serious now. Let me help you. True science, kids, you need to listen. True science is supposed to be repeatable, observable truth. That's what true science is, not theories. And so, let me help you. True science will line up with the scripture 100% of the time. So kids, adults, you don't have to choose if you're going to follow science or you're going to follow the Bible. Don't even rip those things apart. You will have to choose if you follow theories or whether you follow the Bible. So, just to say it plainly, the answer to this question is the scripture doesn't mention dinosaurs. And we shouldn't try to make it, because it's just not there.